Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Comicsgate Corner, which is something I'm going to do when I have Comicsgate comics. There's a world out there that's kind of against free speech, but these guys are like, you know what? We want free speech in our media, and this is what we're gonna do. So a while back, I bought Doc Alpha, which I got a lot of this stuff from RGE, Raging Golden Eagle, of course, the writer of Blade Devil, and I'll be able to do a little bit of that for you. Not all of it, but I'm not going to do all of this one either. My goal is to do like half of these stories so that you're encouraged to go pick them up on their Indiegogos and things like that. You get a lot of cool stuff with a Comicsgate book. I mean it. I've got several physical copies of these books. You get like everything. You get trading cards, you get bookmarks, you get pins, you get posters, you get cutout masks, you get hardcovers, you get bonus stories, you get bonus comics, you get so much crap, it's just wow. You get more crap than you ever got in a comic book store, I'm telling you. And they're way cheaper than some of the other volumes, because I remember when I went down to the comic shop over there where I'm at, and they were asking like exorbitant prices for just the volume. Like, you don't even get anything special with it. Like, I'd rather go down to like a thrift store and like get them when they're cheap as shit, which I did. I bought a lot of volumes that way. Very cheap volumes. I probably need to go back and get some more, but that's beside the point. Anyway, so much stuff that you can get from a Comicsgate book. So go ahead and support. I'm not sure if you can still get this one, but there's several others from the creator that you can get. And we'll go ahead and we'll talk about that, as more of these appear, because I have several of these to go through. So, Doc Alpha Miracle Child. Please ask me about my evil agenda. Now that's supposed to be a riff on Please Ask Me About My Feminist Agenda. I like it. Doc Alpha, that black and white. Almost looks like the Killing Joke a little bit, huh? You know that Joker cover? It's pretty cool. Oh, we got some bonus pages. The thing about Icarus Maximum Security Prison. It's home to the most dangerous supervillains in the world, except for down here. There are things better left forgotten, buried miles below the Earth. The most dangerous supervillains in the galaxy. Welcome back, Glorious. I didn't think I'd see you again so soon. Neither did I. Well, I'm listening. It's Mulvian, the Martian mastermind. He's come back. Sounds like a hero problem to me. Damn it, Alpha, he has my son. Mulvian has kidnapped your grandson. Heh. Did you sign me out all by yourself? Just finish your cigarette and let's go. How far away is Mulvian anyway? Last update marked him in the range of the Crater 9 moon base. And how did he get a hold of my grandson? That's not important right now. Let me guess, you were taking him on a little practice patrol in space when BOOM! Alien Overlord scoops him up. I'm trying to give him structure. It's not easy growing up with superpowers, believe me. Besides, it's your fault he likely has them. I don't think you forgetting to put on your cape before getting jiggy with some hot super babe is anywhere near my fault. Jesus, Dad, don't talk about my love life. Call her hot or use the word jiggy to describe anything I do. Hold on. She was super, wasn't she? Yes. It wasn't that fat one, was it? No. And she wasn't fat, she was an Amazon. Good. I refuse to have an archenemy who was reduced to pumping out a kid with a fat chick. Are you done yet? Ha, not even close. Hey, that's a Crusader prisoner transport, isn't it? And here I thought that thing on your chest was copyright infringement. Glad I could help. After your capture, I received an invitation from the Crusader Council. By the way, is White Knight still in charge? Yeah, why do you ask? I just find it hard to believe a Boy Scout like him would ever consider being in the same room as a guy like me, let alone bring me on board. Just get in. Fine. The White Citadel, home to the Crusaders. Welcome to the White Citadel. You know, back in the day, I would have killed to get in here. In fact, I did. Still couldn't get in. Some believe White Knight discovered the legendary Excalibur beneath the waters of the lake. Just stay there, all right? Scientists believe the hero, Iron Surge, can survive the blast of a nuclear explosion, whatever you say. And remember what Iron Surge always says, powers make you super, but helping folks out, that makes you a hero. War Maiden first arrived on Earth to hunt down the supervillain known as the Heretic. With the assistance from the superhero group known as the Fly Five, War Maiden was able to bring the Heretic to justice. Since that day, War Maiden stated that she fell in love with Earth and its people. Hey, Dr. Alpha, we're good to go. Is something wrong? Soon after, War Maiden, together with White Knight and Iron Surge, formed the group that would eventually become known as the Crusaders. No, nothing wrong at all. So this is the ticking heart of the White Citadel. Don't get any big ideas, Dad. This isn't about revenge. This is about saving Matt. Who's Matt? Your grandson. You named him Matt? And there they are. The Chivalrous Crusaders. And that dude is fucking huge. The thin man with icy blue skin is Cold Clock, the team strategist. The 10-foot, yeah, he was 10-foot, guy stacked with 10 weightlifters worth of muscle is Iron Surge, the team's strong guy. Most hero teams had a strong guy. The man with the prominent jawline and the sword on his back is White Knight, the team's de facto leader. He's won Hottest Hero in 3 different women's magazines for the last 5 years. And the lady with the death glare is War Maiden, one of Earth's most powerful psionics. She's actually an alien princess from 3 galaxies away, but I know from experience that she's human enough. But the others are new. Looks like Mulvian's last invasion really took its toll. Don't mention the situation to anyone. Why? You never told them I was your father, did you? Dr. Alpha, do you know why you're here? Tour season over? Let's see, hold on. Earth is again under threat from the Martian mastermind. The Crusaders underestimated him once. You're here, Dr. Alpha, because we need a different strategy. We estimate about 3 months ago, Mulvian kidnapped no less than 100 Earth children. Going by the current metahuman database, we have identified the captured children. All share a personal or blood relation to one or more of Earth's registered heroes. So what? Get to the part that involves me. The Martian mastermind is gathering his fleet around the moon's orbit. We need someone intimately familiar with Martian technology, and since Mulvian has no hold over you, then we... Does anyone else feel that? Mwahahaha! I know many things, White Knight. I know that Mulvian's armada is hovering over the moon. I know how long it takes for a concentrated beam from a Martian star cannon to reach Earth from the moon. And apparently, I'm the only one who knows what it feels like when one is headed right at you. Shaboom! Damn. Wake up! What the hell just happened? Did you just use me as a shield? Sure did, but I survived. Mulvey and I have been enemies for years. Did you really think I wouldn't know whether or not you could survive a hit from a Martian star cannon? Alpha! I don't know how, but you planned this! I suggest you put me down. And why the hell would I do that? My friends are fucking gone, and it's your damn fault. Thwack! I can't move my arm. Stop being a baby. We have more important things to discuss. You mean, like your plan to eliminate us? I know it's not your forte, but think for a moment. If that beam was meant to kill you, it did a piss-poor job, didn't it? Then you plan to use the blast to escape. Do I look escape to you? Look around. Any evil genius worth his salt would likely know an attack like that wouldn't end the Crusaders. Are you trying to tell us you were the target? You said it yourselves. I'm your best chance at stopping him. And if you're going to get all dramatic, you better hurry, because Mulvian knows I'm alive. And if you want to save what's left of your precious citadel, I suggest we go on the offensive. Hey, Indian mystic guy. Looks like you've got your work cut out for you. This place is definitely going to be fucking haunted by the time we get back. His name is Volkar. You will speak to him with respect, demon. Whatever you say, babe. Oh shit. Iron Surge. Language. Shade, find an operable ship. Right away, White Knight Senpai. Over here, these should work. Check in, my friends. Shade Sentai, ready for action. Is he like a Sentai character? Iron Surge in place, let's hit it. Any plan on getting inside? Martian fatherships are designed to withstand planetary bombardments. Now it's our turn to surprise you, demon. Iron Surge, are you ready? I'm always ready to party, baby. There are enemy fighters decloaking just ahead of us. Please hold on, everyone. Launching in 3, 2, 1. Shoom! Yeah, here I come, Movian. Shoom! Martian fatherships are supposed to be invincible. We'll see about that. Knock, knock, you alien son of a... Oh, fuck. Iron Surge, language. Hold on, my friends. Ha 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 ha. Is it the Martian mastermind? Wrong, you brain-dead bimbo. What are you doing? They'll kill you. Oh, I don't think so. You heroes are all so stupid. Aw, man. A little of this, a little of that, and the doctor is in. How? Cold Clock, ain't you supposed to be our our strategist? I thought that was strategist, but whatever. How did you not see this coming? Tis, tis, don't be too hard on the remedial blueberry. Cold Clock there had no way to strategize against possibilities he didn't know were possible. Do you really think allying yourself with Malvian against Earth will get you anywhere? He'll turn on you the moment you're no longer useful to him. Ally? Were they chiseling out your brain while they were chiseling out your jaw? No need to plead with a devil. Snap. When you own his soul, Movian is neither my friend nor my enemy. The Martian mastermind is my puppet. Here it comes, my favorite part. You won't get away with this, Dr. Alpha. We defeated the Martian mastermind once. We can do it again. Ha! Are you really so pathetic that you're still under the illusion that it was the heroes of Earth who defeated the great Martian mastermind? It was the heroic alliance that won that day. You heroes were just tools. The secrets to his defeat were discovered by Earth scientists. The United States funded the effort. It was their scientists that came up with a plan of action. Yes, that's what they said, wasn't it? Our scientists have devised a way to blah, blah, blah. In that briefing, what they didn't tell you was when the U.S. president referred to our scientists, he was actually referring to me. What are you trying to pull, Alpha? If that were all true, why help us? Revenge. But why rebuild Movian? What's the point? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Plus, with most of its body reconstructed by me, it was easy to install an AI that enslaved its mind to my command. And what command was that, coward? I ordered him to reconstruct his mechanized armada, and I told him to work until I had been captured. You knew we would come to you for help when Movian returned. Yes, but how? That's the beauty of enslaving a genius. I told him to create a scenario in which I am the best option to resolve it. The star cannon shot? The star cannon would be enough proof to convince most heroes that I was being targeted, removing me as a subject of suspicion. You fucking asshole! That means the guys who died back at the Citadel are on you! And probably your foreign friend, too. His name is Shade Sentai. It was... How did you plan to survive the star cannon if I wasn't there? Honestly, Glorious, I'm surprised you can dress yourself in the morning. You were my archenemy. If you weren't involved, I wouldn't comply until they'd sent you over. And in a scenario where I would be the Earth's best chance, there'd be very little they could do to argue. And on that point, don't you think it's a little convenient that I knew how long it took for a Martian star cannon to hit its target from the moon? I needed to know exactly when the cannon would hit the Earth so I'd know when to take cover. So that's why Movian stopped when he reached the moon. Enough of your ridiculous babble. Know that even should you kill us, the heroes of Earth will not yield so easily. And who said anything about killing you? I'm going to make you watch as I conquer the world you tried so desperately to protect. I want you to watch, knowing that this, all of this was only possible because of you. You're still just as cruel as I remember. Cruel? I know what cruel is. I've seen countless versions of cruel across countless planets and universes. But nothing matches the cruelty you, Mr. Glorious, did to me. What cruelty? destroying your doomsday devices, shedding that pompous ego, saving the world from your diabolical schemes. Your son, my grandson, is a lie! He is not a lie. He's a trick, a figment, a work of fiction concocted to coerce me into helping you. Nothing more. Matt is not a lie. I know he is, because the real Glorious is dead. My son is dead. You know why I turned Molvian into my slave? Why I helped the United States formulate a plan to destroy the Martian mastermind? And why I wasn't satisfied with his mere destruction? Are you saying I'm an imposter? Not an imposter. Enough of your riddles. Several deputized heroes have decided to attack Molvian on their own, including Glorious, but not you. Your games are becoming irksome, demon. There were so many young heroes eager to show the world what they were made of. How could they have predicted Molvian would be so well prepared? The Day of Fallen Angels, I think you call it now, over 50 heroes died that day, including Glorious. So my son plummeted to Earth, and I held his blackened remains in my arms. So I tried something drastic. I tried to make a perfect superpowered clone, and the result was you. But I remember being attacked and then opening my eyes on the ground. I knew you would deduce that you had fallen from orbit. Any memory loss would be chalked up to damage from the fall. During the days you were growing in my lab, I contacted the United States government and offered my services. Even if what you say is true, there doesn't appear to be any flaws. He is how we all remember. You see, every part of you is exactly the same as the original, except this Glorious is incapable of having children. Now your ruse is finished. Soldiers, take them. Hey, they ain't moving. I said, take them. Shit. Molvian. Bravo, Doctor. Well done. But that's impossible. Loyal soldiers, kill the Crusaders. No! Thank you, Dr. Alpha. Thank you for giving me the power to exterminate your entire pathetic species. You humans are all so stupid. Do you know why you're still alive? Tell me what I want to know, and I'll consider a much less torturous demise for you. Attempt to keep your secrets, and I will. Do you ever miss it? And what is it that I meant to be missing? When things were simple, when the world made sense, things could have, but they didn't. You and I both learned years ago that the world only makes sense when you don't know the world at all. Neither of us were fit for the destinies we had chosen, and so here we are. Yes, you at my mercy and the fate of your planet in my hands. Don't pretend. I'm not some Cape Meathead you have hanging over a pit of acid. I'm the only one left alive who knows your answer to the one question nobody ever bothers to ask people like us. So don't pretend that you'll show me mercy or that you'll spare the human race because you can't. Enough! And there it is. You would tell me what I require. So ask, what do you want to know? So ask, what do you want to know? Though my ambitions far exceed your little lump of dirt, I had thought conquest of Earth a necessary first step. But fortunately for me, the only secret I truly need exists inside your mind. Just tell me what you want. Tell me the secret to superhuman cloning, or I'll dissolve your grandson in acid. Yeah. Hello? Dad? Anybody? Awake again? Huh? Welcome back, kid. Hey, you're Danny Sparks. Teen super sleuth extraordinaire and sidekick to the Ivory Eye. Though you don't score any points for that one, considering it's the 10th time I've told you. What? You really don't remember? No. Not surprised. Well, a little surprised. A little surprised? Yeah, but more at you. Me? Why? Look around. The Martian Mastermind was able to identify 100 kids and teenagers with connections to powerful superheroes. That was 3 months ago. Did you say 3 months? Yeah, guess the Martian Mastermind wanted to use this as a shield for his invasion of Earth. He keeps the metahuman kids like you unconscious. He doesn't give a fig about the rest of us. But the problem was you kept waking up. Molvian kept having to up the dose, which is why your head's probably feeling a little fuzzy. So it put me out again. Maybe not. What do you mean? What do you know about Dr. Alpha? My dad's archenemy. Wait, your dad's the Glorious? A little while ago, a group of heroes must have broken into the alien ship. Turned out Molvian and Dr. Alpha are working together. That monitor switched on maybe an hour ago. I was expecting Mulvian, but it was Dr. Alpha dressed in that red lab coat you always see him in on television. Mulvian was standing next to him as Alpha gave a speech to the Crusaders. That's when I saw Glorious. What did my dad say? I don't know. That thing auto-translates audio into Martian. And the camera cut off after that. Oh, but that's why he won't knock you out again. He's too busy fighting your dad to pay any attention to us. Do you think we'll be rescued? Haven't been a sidekick very long, have you? Rule number one, kid, don't rely on your hero. And rule number two, always think of a plan to rescue yourself. You can get us out of here? I'm a super sleuth who's been stuck with nothing to do for 3 whole months. I've already done most of the work. So what do we do? Depends. What kind of powers do you have? Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, but I don't know. My dad had some tests done to see if I'd inherited his powers. The results in my vitals were way above normal, but I can't really do anything special. You woke up. I don't think waking up is a superpower. It is when an evil genius wants you to stay asleep. I'm good, but not that good. Darn, I wish I knew what she's... They're dumping unnecessary material. You speak Martian, that's great. What do you mean unnecessary material? Hey, what's happening? Don't look at me like that. Come on, Danny, think. A bunch of numbers. What's that? Oh, wow. Holy crap. It says task complete. Danny! Now deconstructing metahuman material in 10, 9, 8. Where are you, Dad? Come on, son, let's get some ice cream. 7, 6, 5, 4. Okay, time for roll 2. I'm tired of being a disappointment. 3. I'm tired of being helpless. 2. I want to be a hero. I'm sorry, Dad, I tried my best. 1. Dad? Earlier. Huh? I'm alive? We all are. White Knight? But how? While we faced down Dr. Alpha, Volkar had been preparing a teleportation spell. So you stepped in to buy Volkar enough time to finish his spell? But don't those spells require an incantation? Volkar is a grand master of the mystical arts. This has more twists than a fucking Shyamalan movie. His skill in manipulating the eternal mysteries allowed him to cast even the most powerful magics without uttering a single word. We were impressed with your actions during Mulvian's first invasion. We had thought it a considerable accomplishment until now. White Knight, I... Look sharp, Glorious. You're on trial for criminal conspiracy. They always fill your head with the idea that the world is a place where all your dreams come true. But more often, it's your worst nightmares that rise to meet you. White Knight, War Maiden, please let me explain. Your heritage was always a mystery. As far as we knew, you grew up as an orphan. Earliest known record of the superhero known as Glorious was an application for adoption filed when he was 8 years old. Glorious' legal name became William Henry Chimes, matching the surname of adoptive father Isaac Chimes, also known by the superhero alias Major Justice. So he's a little bit Judge Dredd and Punisher? He's got that Judge Dredd helmet there. Dr. Alpha's first major adversary. Major Justice reported finding you shortly after forcing Dr. Alpha from his lair. No known relatives. The circumstances didn't seem suspicious at the time. I hope you can understand our position, Glorious. Look, I admit that I'm Dr. Alpha's biological son. I admit that Major Justice took me in after my dad abandoned me, but I promise you I'm on your side. I fought the man for 10 years, for Christ's sake. Don't blaspheme. Sorry. The demon is known for his elaborate schemes. Mulvian's invasion occurred nearly a decade and a half past, yet this second invasion has been a hidden plan of his for all that time. What are you saying? That Dr. Alpha left you behind on purpose, knowing Major Justice would take you in. The perfect card to play when the time suited him. And if the demon's story holds true, and you are indeed a clone, I'm not a clone. But if it is true, Glorious, you were the one who suggested we bring him on. And we've seen with his work on the Martian Mastermind, Dr. Alpha has the expertise for manipulation. The demon may have implanted Glorious with subconscious instructions. So, you think I'm what, a sleeper agent? With the likes of Dr. Alpha, it would be unwise to dismiss. Alpha is just a mean enough bastard to slice into his own kid's brain. Iron Surge, language. Is something amusing glorious? No, it's just, Dad was obsessed with his supervillain career. But one thing remained true, no matter how far he fell, one link to his humanity never died. I suppose what I'm trying to say is, apologies, Glorious. I've located the spirit aura of your son, Matt, but I do not sense 100 souls any longer. Then there's no more time to waste. Let's move. Okay. So, that is all I'm going to read of this one, unless the author tells me I can go ahead and read some more. So, we're going to go ahead and stop it right here. And you can pick up, I'm not sure about this one. I'm not really sure how that works, but if you support the author on Indiegogo, you'll definitely be able to, I guess, maybe get this one and some more comics that he's doing. So let me go ahead and just give you the proper information on that instead of guessing here. So let me check this out right now. Yeah, my say right now, and then my device just decides to act ridiculous. Okay, try that again. Let's see. Okay, so the Indiegogo for Dr. Alpha Miracle Child I don't know if it's still, I'm not sure if you can still, you might still be able to do it. From Literature Devil in El Paso, United States. So Literature Devil is the one behind this one. And you can still get some of these, I believe. Let's see here. I'm not sure if he has any others. But yeah, there is a Lady Midnight, which is included in all tiers, and it's 10 pages and a pinup. So I might go ahead and be able to do some of this. This is 131 pages for every tier, and then of course you get author commentary, which is 10 pages in the hardcover. I have the physical, but I have the paperback version. What in the world? Alex Jones actually seems to have promoted this one. That's pretty interesting. And any contribution would not only go towards funding this book, but helping to launch a whole new franchise. So, yeah. There you go. And apparently, he still needs, you know, there's like 60,000. I think he's still doing it. This project still seems to be ongoing. So if it is, then, let me see. I'm going to go to see options right now. Okay, well, yeah. You have a beta class, $50, delta class, $20, gamma class, $25. The Last Chance hardcover is sold out. The Oculus Hero exclusive is sold out. The villain exclusive is sold out. The hardcover and one-page comic is sold out. The Help Lady Midnight sold out. The Nemesis of Dr. Alpha is sold out. And Joining the Crusaders is sold out. But you guys can still get the Beta, Delta, and Gamma class packages. You get a full digital copy and a full physical copy. So there you go. That's what I got. I got the Gamma class. But if you want the Beta class, it'll give you the full digital copy, a Dr. Alpha Nuke poster, and a signed physical copy. So there you go.
If you want to support it, you can. And you can read the rest of the book because the digitals are already done. So if you buy it, you should be able to get a digital copy automatically. So go ahead, read the rest of it. I'm going to. So let's see where the story goes from here. He's done pretty well. You know, $60,000, pretty good. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comicsgate.